Hey, After Buzzers, before we move on to your next topic, we just want to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free. Plus, there are creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership, and it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to Anchor FM to get started.
Blue Devil had to get the F out of town while Woodrow saves his wife, but who's going to save her from him? Sutherland went into the swamp with his girlfriend, the sheriff, and came out a day later looking like 10 miles of bad road. Now she's the road that leads to nowhere. And now Ellery and his men are in the swamp hunting the thing, but they are the ones being hunted. Oh, and Abby! She has touched the green. Yeah, she has. Yeah, that's right. We are talking DC's Swamp Thing, Season 1, Episode 10, the series finale. Loose ends, people. Loose ends. Bruce Springsteen's Loose Ends. The AfterBuzz After Show starts right now.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz...
Bittersweet with this episode of Swamp Thing with no S, Jeff.
Yes, yeah, singular.
Singular, make Swamp sure. Thing.
Look, there's a lot of things in that swamp, so it could be Swamp Things plural.
That's actually a good point. Maybe Swamp Things is all of us. Hashtag Save Swamp Thing. That's the hashtag we've been shipping. Adam over here has actually tattooed it on his arm. Show them.
I have tattooed it on the inside of my arm. I think you can see. It's down there. But, you know, it's possible that Season 2 will be Swamp Things, and this whole not being picked up is because Swamp Thing technically isn't.
But Swamp Things might be. And in case you didn't know, that was Blacklight Tattoo Ink. And he has that that says Swamp Thing, hashtag Save Swamp Thing. I've seen it.
Yeah.
I've seen it.
Yeah. We had the Blacklight on before. Yeah, we had but you can't you have it on with it. The show. You can't have the Blacklight on and because also, it's like if you have seizures, it's a concern.
And has Rosebud tattooed, which was kind of psycho. But here's the thing.
I was a film student.
You don't know who they are. That's Jeff and Adam. The panel's in the building.
Yes, sir. We're back at it. And this is the last episode, unfortunately. But I want to talk about you guys' different opinions on this. Because I liked it. We talked about that outside of this. But I can't wait to get into it.
And the illustrious panel, of course. And Adam is with us as well.
Yeah. This was a bittersweet one. You know, we've been talking about it the whole time. It's pretty much been tinged with the fact that we knew this was going to be an ending that wasn't originally intended to be an ending. So I guess we'll talk about how good a job did they do at kind of salvaging things, bringing it to a close when they didn't know they were going to have to do that.
I think they did a great job with what they had at hand. And who am I? I'm Teron. I will be hosting this panel of illustrious panels as we talk Swamp Thing, DC Swamp Thing, Season 1, Episode 10, the series finale, Loose Ends. We're going to get into a little bit of conversations with Ellery in the swamp, Abby in the Swamp Thing and Alec. Now that was a relationship made to be. Woodrow and his wife, Avery and the sheriff. Ooh, who shot the sheriff or who stabbed the sheriff? I guess you just see what I did there?
Yeah.
The sheriff and Maddie, and that after credit scene is to die for.
Ooh,
oh, people that was thought it delicious. Was ironic. But it was fluoronic!
Oh!
And we're in there. We got a bit of a gossip to talk about in our special segment, which is, of course, we are going to get into that whoa moment. The moment in the show that made you go, whoa! I would say predictions, but man, no predictions to give, except if we're predicting if it gets another season, and so much more. Of course, Ryan is in the booth talking and chatting and giving us feedback. Thank you, Ryan, so much for always being our confidant.
Oh, you're welcome, you guys.
Hey, no talking in the booth.
Okay. So, hey, you can't see it, but Ryan is, he's been weeping. He was weeping before. He was really happy he wasn't on camera because he was crying.
Blacklight tears. What were your overall thoughts on this episode?
Overall, my thoughts were that it was a little disappointing. So, whereas last week's episode I thought was like fire, amazing, this one was disappointing. There were some really bright spots, but then there were spots where I could obviously see that this was not their intention. at least it appeared to me to be obvious. So if it was their intention for certain things to go certain ways, the fact that I knew that about the series kind of just tainted all that. So there was stuff with, like, the way they deal with Maria. Maria. Yeah, I thought that was BS. I didn't think that that storyline was supposed
to go
that way.
You're already forgetting her name.
Yeah, exactly. She's dead to me.
Okay.
I was glad to see Blue Devil got out alive. That was cool. He came back to Blue Devil.
Did he? That was my imitation.
He knows he has stuff to do. He was racing to his own spinoff. He was trying to get off this already canceled show to make it to his own spinoff series.
He was.
As fast as Steve Sanders could pump that
Tremor thing. 14. Sharknado 72.
I thought some of the big fights in the episode were disappointing, and yet that post-credit scene was great. I mean, even if that's all we get, it was still great that they gave us that. So,
Jeff?
See, I agree that it's unfortunate that it's leaving, but, like, I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it for what it was. I see where there's, like, kind of plot holes because of, obviously, they thought for a while that there was going to be a second season. But I think they did the best of what they could, and I enjoyed the episode for what it was. Like, I definitely didn't like when Danny left because I wanted more of the Blue Devil. I get that he has a purpose now and everything, but I thought his purpose was in Murray. So there was a lot of good and bad, but just as a whole, I really enjoyed the episode.
Well, I'm going to be the tiebreaker here. Boom, 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 ping pong. Let's go with... I love the episode. I thought it was the best that they could do with what they had at hand. They tied up as many loose ends as they possibly could. They gave us a peek at Floronic Man. They didn't have to do that. And I'll tell you what made it better, bittersweet. Because it wasn't as action-packed, those disappointing scenes actually gave me hope that they're thinking that it may get picked up somewhere else because they gave us enough fodder for season two. They could have had a Swamp Thing episode. They're like, oh, this is done? We're going out with a bang. Everyone dies.
Yeah, no, they didn't do that. So it was a tightrope, and I definitely don't fault the people that made this show at all. I do agree that they did a great job with both giving it a conclusion and not closing the door on the future of the show. You left a beautiful status quo with Abby and Swamp Thing, right? She accepts him for who he is, what he is.
I wish there was a girl who looked at me. Right. The way that Abby looks at Swamp Thing.
Even though the guy's not there. She's like, even though you're basically a Xerox copy of the guy.
No. It's not you're a Xerox copy. It's even though you're basically a tree who is acting like a guy that I've met for 3 days. I accept you. I love you, and you know what? Let's have sex.
I really did enjoy Woodrow's wife acting from the closed-in state she was.
She was amazing.
That was really some real terrifying stuff, and seeing Lucilla go down. I get claustrophobic when I see people in, like, trunks and coffins in movies. It always works on me, and that was turning the light on. That was really frightening.
That whole family line died. Yeah.
I was going to say, that was my prediction that Avery was going to kill her. Because, I mean, he had to. And that whole situation, it kind of, like, once you walk to a car and you see her in the car, it's just like if you see a person driving, something bad is going to happen. So
And you felt like you had predicted that?
Yeah, I predicted last week.
We don't get points on this panel. It's not you, it's us. We're a team.
Do we get, like, cookies?
No, nothing. Or no? So this is a team, and that's why that I, there is no I in win. Wait, no. Okay, so what happened to Harlan? Guys, all right, let's get into some topics. Let's discuss Ellery in the Swamp.
Ellery, so I liked when the show became Predator for 5 minutes, one of my all-time favorite movies. I'm talking definitely top 10. So I love that. Was that... That Jake Busey showing up right there, right? Busey was like his head of assault team. I always love seeing that guy because I'm like, I'm always like, who is that? Oh my God, yeah, you look a lot like your dad and kind of have that same weird mouth stuff. But yeah, you were in Starship Troopers and then not a lot between then and then. But so listen, yeah, that was good. The whole you're trapped in here with me kind of thing. We like that. He lets Ellery go of all the people that, like, it's like the mastermind is the one who gets let go. Not the guys who are just mercenaries, just grunts trying to feed their family. Swamp Thing wipes them all out.
No, disseminates them. Remember, there's a point where the branches goes through the guy's jaw.
Oh, I have a note here. Face rip. Swamp Thing kills them all. Yeah, it's say he basically was like, yeah, I'm not going to take any shit this time. He tells Abby, he's like, I'm not going to let them hurt me this time.
100%.
And he went the opposite of that. Yeah, he became the aggressor.
We kind of see him like turn, just not evil, but like, look, just kind of going on the offense rather than the defense. And it at first I didn't like it because I was like, you're still supposed to be a hero to an extent.
Anti-hero.
That's the extent part. But yeah, anti-hero. But like, the whole scene, him, Ellery going there, it kind of felt like he should have died. And literally when he didn't, I wrote down in parentheses, dumb idea, was to let him go and tell the world. That is like the easiest way of saying, here, go back, get your people, come back and attack me with even harder.
It's interesting. Now that Swamp Thing knows he's not actually Alec, I believe he thinks he cannot die. Obviously, he's not privy to deforestation and what they're doing in Mississippi as we speak. So I don't know if he understands, because my thought was, when the mercenaries went in, why didn't they just burn down the swamp? Like, why didn't they just...
It's hard to burn down a swamp. It's wet. It's very wet.
Yeah, so is gasoline. They can burn anything.
Yeah,
anything.
And everything you need a burns. Lot of gasoline.
What's that from? Everything burns. Everything burns.
Ryan, everything burns.
Not me. I think Game of Thrones burned them all. I will look it up.
I mean, Game of Thrones is definitely
okay.
Not.
So if they had wildfire, I would agree that yes, they did burn the swamp. Listen, for a show that was concluding, they certainly left Avery open for evolution, Ellery open for evolution, Floronic Man, that is open. They killed off the Cable crew, which you're right. They basically just took them all out. They opened up a new potential enemy, which he said it's the rot, right? Like Swamp Thing said, there's still something out there. And basically we're left with he and Abby are like, this is going to be our new normal now.
Do you think he knows about the darkness being in Avery?
I guess we'll find out in season two.
Oh, so soon.
Because he's like, there's darkness out there. There's something out there. And then that was kind of why Avery was able to live still.
Do you think that's why Avery hawked that loogie?
Yeah, definitely. I think
you know that green loogie I'm talking about?
He did. The plant in his hand.
Yeah, so we never really found out where that was going. And that's what I had thought.
He got the disease. He got the plant disease that we saw in the beginning. It was a definite bookend to that. And a callback to, he's coughing, he's going through the symptoms, exactly looks the same way, the disheveled way that we saw in episode one.
Yeah. I mean, I still think he's becoming more of like a Joker, Dark Knight.
It is Joker, Dark Knight. Good job, Ryan.
Way to keep it DC. Way to keep it DC.
Good job. Everything burns.
Yeah. Everything burns. Yeah, I think I took it as Avery was going to become some kind of monstrosity, some kind of rot monster.
Like, I thought he was just going to die. I thought it was his time to kick it. They were giving him justice.
He seemed on top at the end of the episode. He took care of his business, and then he
coughed up a plant from his lung. No, I don't know if that's on top. I will say that Ellery going to the swamp with all those guys, what were they shooting at? That was my thing. They're just shooting in a direction towards trees. I don't know how useful that was. Obviously not useful enough. They all die. Abby, however, goes in the swamp again. And a thing about Ellery's people,
out.
Really quick. What time did they go in the swamp? 5 in the afternoon?
I'm so happy you said that.
Were they like,
it turned.
Guys, let's get together. 1,700 hours?
You're talking about the Predator crew?
Yeah.
No, they started early. They had a long day of hiking in the swamp.
No.
He was leading them on a trail. Yeah,
It goes dark quick.
They lead them on a trail. It's daytime. And then you hear the gunshots and you hear your guy that dies. That means they're close enough to find them. Next time they actually do find them, it is dark and
is
raining.
Well, I really understood that to be, because they tell us he's leading them on a wild goose chase. So I get the sense that Swamp Thing is messing with them, giving them clues, leaving their guy there, and then just taking them on a wild goose chase until it's nighttime and he's
my
got
thing
all the advantage.
Is, I want to tell everyone at home as well. If it's dark, don't go in the swamp. I just feel like that's common sense. It's dark time. Go.
Again,
hey guys, it's 4 in the afternoon. Let's come back tomorrow.
They didn't go in the swamp. They stayed in the swamp. There is a difference there. They didn't go in at night.
That's
they
a good point.
There.
Abby went in the swamp. What's the difference
there? Because she's got the swamp protector like as her main dude. Like, she knows the doorman essentially to the swamp.
Yeah, her boyfriend's the swamp.
She like goes to the head of the line. She's like, oh, what's up? Y'all waiting in line? I know.
I know the DJ. I know the DJ.
That Swamp Thing? Yeah, he's more kind of chill.
I'm with him. We're not a thing, but I touched the green. I touched the green. So you know what happens when you touch the green.
Oh.
Yeah.
I was glad to see Madame Xanadu show up one more time.
Yeah, you didn't think we were going to get another...
I think this was the one, this scene in the sanitarium, that was what really stuck out to me, is it felt like the rewrite, because it felt like they were trying, like, you messed with the dark forces too much talking to your daughter, but like, we know that that daughter also talked to Abby, you know, like there was something more there, and basically Madame Xanadu just gave her, like, what is it, the blue pill? She took the blue pill?
Pretty much. She's like, I can help you.
I never remember which pill does what, but it's the one that makes you stay in the Matrix.
Oh, I thought you meant the Viagra.
No! Well,
my fault. I don't know. So here's the thing. Yeah. We see Abby go into the swamp and talk to Swamp Thing. We get that conversation. That conversation obviously is one that sticks out. It's the conversation where I see you. It doesn't matter who you are. I see you for you. Making Swamp Thing believe and enough to inspire him to kill everyone. Then we see a very similar opposite speech from Xanadu to Maria, where it's like, you saw too much, and then the ghost hands take her.
Yeah. Yeah, she said, I can ease your pain, and you're going to spend the rest of your kind of days just chilling with your daughter. It's not going to leave your side, but
it's not going
to
be real.
Yeah. So, listen, if that wasn't how they intended to take that storyline, and they did that, kudos to them. It wraps it up. It's not technically a plot hole. I just don't think that that's where it was going intentionally.
I have to agree. You can't build her up, make her almost into a boss for like an episode and a half.
A second.
Yeah, for like a second. And then like, oh, well, we're going to end it to just, you know, she's just going to go crazy and just be okay with being crazy.
So you remember hearing, I don't know if you guys heard about this, but when we were hearing about how the show was being handled like this, Virginia Madsen was outspoken. She put some stuff out there on Instagram and Twitter and then took it down right away. Like, these decisions are made by people that never went near the swamp. You can look it up. And the way her character gets done at the end of the show...
Those same people made a decision on how she gets killed?
I just think that she was pissed about it, and then they gave her character this dead end, essentially. Which, you know, listen, if they got a season two, they could undo where she is. Madame Xanadu could take her out of that, for sure.
I'll tell you something. I understand how decisions are made on that side, but on this side, the decision is made by all of you. In fact, you guys are as much, if not more so, a part of this panel as all of us here.
Yeah, and you guys literally make us the ESPN of TV Talk. I learned so much from you guys as a panelist and from the fans in the comments talking about Swamp Thing. And I learned so much from the comics from them. They know way much. They know so much more. And it's great to learn from them. But yeah, so just if you guys watch this video, please remember to like, give us that thumbs up, and subscribe as well. And also, if you guys are on iTunes or Spotify or anywhere, give us that 5 stars. And
we deserve it. I'll tell you that. We deserve it.
And we want to do more content for you guys.
Let's get that tweet up so we can read it. There we go.
Oh, yeah. This is from Virginia Madsen.
It's yours, Adam.
She said, I'm beyond sad. What a terrible decision. We have been cut to the core by those who have never set foot into the swamp. And despite the rule, I'm going to use the hashtag... Hashtag Swamp Thing.
What should have been hashtag Save Swamp Thing.
She was heated at the time. It got later adjusted to be Save Swamp Thing, I think. She said, despite the rule, I'm going to use the hashtag Swamp Thing.
Why? Okay. Are you not allowed to say hashtag Swamp Thing?
No, she was. But she was pissed, and this was taken down, I believe. Yeah, they were pissed.
They were all pissed. We had...
Not easy to get a job in this business.
We had people... They believed in this. When you have a good product, people expected... Even when Maria came in, and I'm going to be very honest, I've been in contact with several of the producers and writers on the show. They have DM'd me, they have slid in my DMs, and they have tweeted me. That is a fact.
This is Beans, you're breaking news.
I'm being very honest, and they were all caught by surprise, and they had to do this on the rush. So kudos to all of them, because they did a great job. The writing team and the production team, you guys did amazing. You know who you are, all of you. So each and every one of you did an amazing job. Let's get into Swamp Thing and the Alec. That was a talk. That was one that was even more impactful than the one with Abby.
I agree with... I'll let you go.
No, I was just going to say, it's cool. This was the thing that, like, in the beginning, like, they let Derek Mears voice the Swamp Thing, right? And not Andy Berg? Is that Andy Berg?
Yeah.
So... I think this was great, because I think this is a great situation to happen. I think this is the kind of thing that would have happened often in the show. Like, I think the actor that plays Alec was always going to stay on the show.
Andy Bean.
I see. I'm already forgetting everybody.
Yeah, that's how it works. Why did you do this? Save Swamp Thing.
So yeah, no. This was huge, because he was like so convinced that he was not human, and yet that that green photocopy did a great job, because he really, it is essentially like he uploaded his brain to the green.
And let's not forget, he let the bones be buried. He sank them back.
He dragged them back in lest they be found. Oh, yeah. He buried himself. That was very symbolic. You're right. That was very symbolic. Cool.
Jeff, yeah, I
thought that was very deep and dark when that happened. It's like, look, that's the last part of Alec. Like, there's no more left in me. But then when this conversation happens, there's still some of that, maybe not physical, but there's like a soul in there, and there's like a mind, not even a mindset, more of just a soul of Alec, and kind of like helping him become the anti-hero or a better person.
Here's the thing. With the bones being gone, he was making the statement that even despite that physicality, I am the spirit of Alec. That's how that got made. And I thought it was very powerful to see.
How strong do you have to be to stab through a car seat with no windup?
Well, that was a pretty big knife.
Yeah.
Okay.
That was a pretty big, sharp knife.
So you just think it was still really sharp at the point.
I think it was just a sharp knife.
Once it got a purchase in there, it just slid through.
Once you cut, I mean.
I thought it was part of his powers, or part of something, because we see Avery, like, spit out the swamp still. So I'm thinking it has something to do with that.
Oh, he got a little jacked up from the green, maybe. A little help.
Well, they do say eat your greens. They do say it'll make you strong. I didn't know what
they got extra strong.
I didn't know it was
like,
it was literal so much, but yeah.
Gentlemen, I used to eat that spinach because Popeye did it and got strong. I never didn't eat that spinach because of Popeye, so.
I know not to mess with him so I don't get stabbed in the back of a seat car.
I mean, I used to
eat greens. I can't say the same.
I used to eat marijuana because Snoop Dogg. Okay. So let's get into Woodrow and his wife.
Ooh, yeah. So he's pretty much lost his S at the beginning of this episode. We see her taped up, and I don't know, do you guys think, was she a corpse?
At first I did, yeah.
Because you just see the tape from behind, and then you see her, and then he tells her she's got what I think he's locked-in syndrome, mm-hmm. which I think which I know is a thing, and that was what she had. So it wasn't like he was laying it down, so it was like he was losing his mind, but
she's in the mind, but she's basically locked in
and
the
she
body.
Blinks to let us know she's there.
And, yep. Well, her looks of terror are
and almost tearing and everything.
It was so strong. That was the best act. She was a great actor throughout the season, but that was the best acting she has done. And so out of anyone, that was just so strong to convey so much tone and emotion with nothing but a look.
And like she gradually grew, or like had more movement throughout the episode. It was still at the end, like, she was barely moving, but, like, she went from not moving at all to, like, blinking to at least being able to look, turn her eyes and everything. So it was kind of cool, and it was way more realistic to just, like, being still the whole time. And just a credit to her acting, because that was
Selena
amazing.
Selena Anduzzi. Shout out Selena Anduzzi. That was a really, really great episode. She had a challenging role on
this
whole show.
And she is a household name now, because you said her name.
Yes.
She's now a household
name. At least in my house.
She is. I did think that Abby coming to the rescue, and then she wasn't tied down. Abby was just sitting down. I thought, for sure, if you're taping down your wife who can't move, you're going to tape down your nemesis who can't.
No, he was just like, wait over there. He was just like, he let her just chill out. I thought that was really odd, too. Like, Abby's
but it was
just
scary. But it was scary. Woodrow was, now that's also amazingly good acting. Woodrow was a very scary presence on the entirety of the show.
Oh, Kevin Durant, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. I just got to agree. Like, it made no sense for her to just sit there. He put her, like, he held her, put her down, and you would assume that he wrapped her up or something, or made her stay there. And then she just got up once she felt like it was a good time to stand up or something.
At the same time, which I commend Kevin Durant a lot from going from, you know, a torn Achilles and the Golden State Warriors to playing this part and doing such a good job.
Again, not exactly the same guy.
Not the same guy?
No.
I don't see color. So the concept is this. The concept is this. It was a testament to him in his position. He's in the circumstance. He's being quick. He's ordering her to sit down. He still thinks that she should understand what he's doing is the right thing to do. That he's doing it out of the grace and goodness of his heart, and that he's trying to cure his wife. He even explains it to her. He doesn't just say, shut up. He explains what he's doing as if you're a scientist, you should understand.
You get this. I really want to give props to the whole culinary aspect of this scene. The way he the way they made, okay, essentially a vegetarian meal seemed like the grossest Hannibal Lecter.
That's so real. That's right? A great
like,
point.
The way he was cutting into a heart, which again, all vegetables, they made it seem like it was this cannibalistic meal, and he heated up. Oh, it was quite delicious. Yeah. Oh, did you think I was going to give it to you, honey? No, I've got to have it.
It was such a, weird. It was cool scene, but like it was weird because it's almost like he was like teasing her, taunting her, or something. Like, what is the mindset behind that? But it's just it's like,
is that, you're like he injected himself though, right?
No, yeah, he ate it. He ate it, which I thought cooking it would certainly
he
kill.
Didn't sniff it. I mean, I just
no,
want to
cook it.
That's one of the things that bothered me is that he didn't do anything more. He just ate it, and he was
ate
in,
it.
And it was, and that's enough to change him into Floronic Man.
He got full Floronic Man by like eating that much of Swamp Thing's fake heart.
That's what I'm saying. And his transformation had begun before Abby had got there.
I kind of wish though. Do you guys wish he actually fed it to his wife? Because like, what else is she gonna do? Like, it's probably not gonna kill her. Why not give it to her?
You're a bad person. Let's
what
go
are you
with Avery
about?
And the
I'm
sheriff.
A good person.
Avery and the sheriff. That was one of the things where people thought, what else would it do? You probably thought that was a good thing, too. She's just sitting there. Let's stab her in the back.
Well, Avery, if you see, it's a selective memory you have, Daron, because Avery tried to get with her again. He's like, listen, I know you're trying to kill
Maria.
Me.
I got rid of Maria.
Maria's probably going to be divorcing me any day because she's crazy. I know you're trying to kill me,
no,
but
not because she's crazy. I set her up and
sure.
Asylum.
Potato, potato.
Sure.
Let's do this. Even though he knows she tried to kill her. And then she says very not nice things to him.
She does say
I felt
not
like
nice
that
things.
Wasn't genuine, though. I felt like he was only doing that to just to contain or just to have control.
But you never know that. You never know that because she rejects it, and that's when he
I mean,
kills
she
it,
came,
so.
Like, he came
so
out
I'm going to assume
too.
That he meant it.
I think he meant it, too.
See,
yeah,
I,
says, I love
didn't.
You. I thought about it, and I love you.
Yeah, he's going to say whatever he wants, what he's been saying to keep the control on her.
But
he's
I don't feel like he needed it at that point. At that point, it's like, you're my arch enemy.
Yeah, but he got to at least try. He got to at least try to have the power because he wants to have the power. And then at the end of the day, he's like, if you're not going to give it to me, I'm going to just take it. That's how I took it.
Well, remember, what led him down this spiral was also something that we talked about on the episode, which was like, when he comes out and he goes to Ellery, Ellery's already cut him out of the equation.
Yes.
So he was cut out of his thing, which is what leads him to down this, like, depressed path.
Well, it might have been the catalyst because Ellery specifically says, well, you that's the whole line about the girlfriend and the line, you went in the swamp with your girlfriend, the sheriff, and came out a day later looking like 10 miles of bad road.
Yeah. Is that a...
Now get your house
in order. Is that a Bruce lyric?
Ryan? It is. It is actually.
It should be.
It is a Bruce Springsteen lyric. Can we sing it, Adam,
please? Like 10 miles of bad road.
Yeah, that was it. That was it.
Don't you want to carry my load?
Kevin Durant.
Ryan, I said no speaking it from the booth. Let's get into the concept of that conversation they had in front of Maddie. Maddie, who's been hurt, do you think that Avery cares that his son, effectively, allegedly, has been hurt?
Again, guys, did you look at the...
Stop doing that.
His son, quotation marks, or whatever, is... He doesn't really... I feel like he does care about him, and I feel like if he didn't, he would have made more of a bigger scene, or he would have did something else. And he didn't go after Matt. And if he really wanted to go after Matt, he would have picked him first because it was easier.
It is kind of the best, though, because Matt's like, I guess I'm glad I didn't kill him because I wouldn't have had... And he ends up getting killed by everybody. Everybody gets killed in his family. He's like, I'm just glad I didn't kill Pa so I wouldn't live with the guilt of killing another man. Yeah, then he goes and kills your mom. I mean, then he got done by the Floronic Man, so...
We don't know. We are assuming...
That's right, you don't see it, so...
You don't see it.
He could be just mangled and come back.
I mean, the Floronic Man does have a habit of making people just sit in chairs while he doesn't tie them up.
You have a great point, though. Like, meanwhile, Alec Holland had to go get shot up, killed, then the swamp copies his essence,
yes.
And Floronic Man eats, like, a little...
Not even a whole bite, like, just a little nibble of...
An amuse-bouche
it's a
of swamp heart.
Of it. So, yeah. Like, it's burnt, like, you cook the thing, and it's like, oh, let me just...
And he sautéed it, too! He, like, sprinkled some...
Which would have killed, you know, it probably salted it. I mean, a lot of things to kill the effect
of
plant
stuff.
Life. I mean, if you put salt on that thing, you're gonna kill it! It was a living thing, and then he killed it, and I don't understand. And that's what turns him into... And he had a full transformation.
He did. He did have a full, like, even more so than the Swamp Thing. And it took him less time. And he's still him. So let's get into the concept of the sheriff and Maddie. Did you feel like that was a very sentimental scene between the two, mother and son?
I mean, on her part, 100%. But he wasn't here for it. Because, I mean, she was obviously trying to say sorry for everything she's done. She knows that all the bad has come from her doing, kind of, and then Avery.
Hey, everybody, before we move on to our next topic, I do want to let you know about Anchor, because Anchor is the easiest way to make a podcast. It gives you everything you need in one place for free, just like this show, which you can use right from your phone or computer. They have creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast so it sounds great, just like this one, and they'll even distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard everywhere podcasts are heard, like Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and so many more. You can easily make money from your podcast, too, with no minimum listenership. Get started today by downloading the Anchor app, or you can go to anchor.fm. All right, guys, let's get back to the show.
So she's like, just kind of come clean and be like, hey, can we start a new, to an extent? And he shut that down. He's like, I'm gonna need you to leave.
Yeah, I think whatever's happened between the two of them, Lucilla loves her son. I don't think that's ever been in question on the show. Despite all the things she's done, she feels guilt about it. She's not a great person. She doesn't make great decisions. But I don't think a genuine affection is been in question there. With Avery, yeah, who knows what he thinks. I don't think Avery has too much affection. And I also think Avery should be suspicious of Lucilla telling him that he's the father for other reasons that I will post on another website.
Wait, daddy's black? Or...
Oh, shit.
Yeah. I'll say it.
Okay. Yeah.
Is that the only reason?
Yeah, no, that's oh, okay. That's the name of the website it's called. Well, I think he's black.
Let me explain something to you. We have experts in our comments.
Thank God.
Who do not agree with your thoughts.
Oh, really?
They do not.
We had some comments?
We had several comments.
What were those comments? Do you have some at hand?
We really appreciate all your comments, so thank you so much for always commenting on our show. We appreciate you so much.
Are we gonna actually like look at some actual ones? Because I'd be curious to know what the people thought.
No, because I love giving shout outs to all the people that participate. That's actually one of our big things.
We appreciate you.
When we say that, we mean it. So let's get into the comments, because we actually had some conversations with people. We get Factual Opinion, who says, well, I've always thought even the Swamp Thing pilot episode was better than both first seasons of Titans and Doom Patrol. That's a person who wants to hashtag save Swamp Thing. And then, of course, we get Electra WWF, the person that keeps talking to Dan is the Phantom Stranger. Ooh.
Right. You know what? So they met in the swamp, and then they met to Dan, and I didn't realize it was the same dude.
He's one of the good guys, but his methods are cryptic and confusing for most. He helps guide people along the path they're supposed to take to fight occult forces. They may try to shift the balance towards evil. That's right. Then we get Invictus Bat, who is always a great contributor. That's Phantom Stranger for you non-DC fans. Kind of a jab at us, by the way. Kind of a jab at us.
Yeah, very much a jab.
But in the nicest way possible, because Invictus Bat is one of the nicest commenters
Which is worse is I knew it was Phantom Stranger talking to him in the swamp, and I didn't realize it was the same dude talking to Daniel. So I'm just an idiot.
Yeah, I mean, it was just an interesting concept and something we didn't bring up on the show. So thank you so much. This is what Jeff means when he says you are often way more inclined than us in knowing information. We love learning from you as well. Teets McGeats, one of my favorites. Love this show. Love this episode. It's so dang good, and a real shame that it's ending. But again, and this is all about episode 9. Now, let's get to the expert. Let's get to the expert, which is Diggs. Here, let's get this. Diggs. Here we go. Diggs Briarthorne. I have no clue how black folk, Jeff, don't understand how multiracial genetics works. There should be no surprise that Matt might be as dark-skinned as he is, or darker, since Lucilia, Jennifer Beals, is half black. Anyone who is confused should Google Sandra Lang. But black folk should already know this without the need to Google.
Again.
Disappointed in you, Jeff.
Singular black folk. Are we okay with that distinction? Well, it feels
black
like
folk, no,
feels problematic to me.
Folk is inclusive, and here's the thing about that, Adam. Knowing your place in this discussion, this was spoken to us because you would not know.
Okay.
However, I would like to say, and this is me, because I feel that I had something to say on this, and I appreciate that Diggs said what Diggs Briarthorn thought. That's what this show is all about. I express that don't tell people to Google the outlier situation. If there's only one name, then maybe there's only one case.
No, right. You know what? My point's right because of this one person.
There's a place
he acts like now, we don't have.
Now, here's the thing, and like I also explained that none of us are Gregor Mendel, and that we don't think people are pea plants. And that you can't just be a quarter black because of this. We don't know their situation. However, all of us collectively have had this thought and we didn't text each other or communicate it to each other beforehand. So maybe there's something to it. And that's why these after shows are so important, because it merits discussion. We love to talk about these things. Talk about the realest things, things that sometimes can be taboo. That's what we do. We love to discuss. This is why we love these shows. So thank you so much, Diggs Briarthorn, for being you. That was amazing. Thank you for bringing up those points, even if we disagreed. Now, What exactly am I looking at right there?
Just how beautiful Abby Arcane is.
Because Abby is a strong... This is the thing about Abby in so the swamp beautiful. That you're showing. Amazing. Amazing. She's a wonderful, intelligent, amazing actor.
I'm so sad I'm not going to see her lost in the swamp anymore.
I mean, I'm so sad that I can't find my own Abby, right?
I'm just sad that I'm not seeing her more go to the swamp in the night. It's like...
They're like, wait, what time is it? No,
but it's not late enough yet.
Blue Devil.
Yeah, I mean, this was an interesting thing. I don't know what to make of it, because clearly he's on board with being the Blue Devil. He's like, I hear this buzzing. That's why he's listening to all this crazy music, which I think is a great conceit. And he's gonna try to get out of town. Last time he tried to get out of town, he almost got shocked with his Blue Devil electricity. He makes it out of town, but that was it. It seems. What does it mean?
It was such.
I think he was on to new adventures. I think it means like he's on to his next place. He said he had something to do now. He knew that he wasn't gonna be able to get rid of this, and that's what he's heading off to. Like I said, he's racing toward his spin-off series.
And the interesting thing about Blue Devil is, anytime he doesn't know what he's gonna do or how he's supposed to feel or what's gonna happen, he can just read the comic book.
Yeah.
It tells him.
A lot of source material.
He had a lot of comic books around him of Blue Devil. Jeff.
I felt like there was such a lead up with Liz looking at the comic book, then going in there and seeing the comics all around and stuff, and then him saying, I know I have a purpose, and I know I was brought here for some reason, and he just leaves town. It was such a letdown in that moment for me. It's like they're building it up. They showed him last episode. I thought it was amazing. I didn't think we'd ever see him like fully in this series. So this was a huge letdown.
I gotta say, and I know with some of the announcements that DC has made, like the fact that Doom Patrol is picked up for a second series, but it's also going to premiere on HBO Max at the same time, makes me think like DC Universe. They're not like greenlighting a lot of stuff just for DC Universe right now, so I don't understand.
Have to figure it out. I don't know if membership did as well as they expected. I think that a lot of times these streaming platforms need to realize that we don't go to Netflix just for, while we do love the DC content, it's not just for the DC content. A lot of us don't want, if we wanted to pay all these different fees, we would have simply stayed with cable. The concept is we wanted something specific in particular, whether it's Netflix, Amazon, or Hulu. Honestly, those three kind of won, with Netflix leading the pack, Amazon coming in second, and Hulu somewhere down there in third. Everything else is an extra add-on.
And DC is meant to be a niche thing. That's why they don't have nearly the amount of programming like the other ones do. That's why they only have very little programming, because it's meant to work with a smaller subscription base.
Sure.
I agree. I don't know what their plans are and how HBO Max changes it. And I don't know if their subscription base is where they expected it to be. I mean, nobody really will know. They won't really say. They say they're satisfied with it, but who knows what that means. It's still a huge mystery why they so quickly shut the door on this production moving forward. That is still the strangest thing to me.
Probably Virginia Madsen's tweet. I blame her. I always end up blaming Virginia Madsen. I'll say this, that when it comes to the gossip part of our section, one of the things is a lot of people actually miss that post-credit scene. A lot of people missed the post-credit scene, so they have to actually release that there were post-credits. And the executive producer teases a special treat in the Swamp Thing finale's post-credit. A lot of people actually missed it and had to go back.
I read about that this morning. That's how I knew it was happening.
Yeah, I think they wanted to let everybody know, so they did, because it is a great post-credit scene. I mean, it's full-on Floronic Man in all his glory. It is a tale of what could be. Maybe it's their last-ditch effort. Maybe they're still hoping, despite all that is said, that there is hashtag save Swamp Thing.
We should all stand by this in something, not to switch universes, but something very similar happened with the new Spider-Man, where people didn't stay all the way to the end scene.
Oh, my goodness.
You have to pay attention to these shows. You want to say you're a fan, then be a fan through and through. Let's get into some quick predictions. Jeff.
We have predictions this week?
We do. Is the show going to stay? We're going to say, are we going to get picked up somewhere? Is this the last we see of Swamp Thing?
This is the last we see of the televised Swamp Thing, putting it right there. I think the next rendition is going to be a movie, unfortunately, and I'm not happy about that at all.
Oh, because, ye of little faith. Yeah. The Gert?
Yeah, I'm gonna call Warner Brothers bluff. I mean, they told me it was canceled. I'm gonna believe them. You know what I mean? Like, enough games. Like, they didn't even leave it hanging. So that leads me to believe that there is a big reason why they've closed the door on this show more than any others. So I have to say, yeah, it is sad that this is done. It will be a footnote. This was a really well done show. I thought Swamp Thing looked great. It was great to watch over the summer. It was great to talk about it with you guys. I learned a lot about how 23andMe could potentially work, and I need to go have one of those swab tests because I don't know, going back a few generations, what could be happening? What was going on in Russia?
23andMe it up, and I will say something to both of you. Optimism is the faith that leads to achievement. Nothing can be done without hope and confidence, and I think that I'm confident that this is not the last we see of Swamp Thing.
Of this version of Swamp Thing.
I think Swamp Thing comes back. Mm. I think Swamp Thing comes back stronger than before. I think us, the fans, have the power to resurrect the Swamp Thing. Hashtag save Swamp Thing. And remember where you heard it first. Right here at AfterBuzz with all of us. And, of course, all of you. We are in this together. Where can people find you if you want to be found? Jeff.
You guys can find me on a slew or plethora or other words that we say of other after shows, especially the superhero ones, but at JeffWill_Jr. and all your social media platforms.
You can find me on our sister network, Popcorn Talk Network, talking about all DC movie news-related things. And I'm very happy to say that today, right now, for the first time, I should be on DC Access, the website that has Swamp Thing making a mock turtle soup with the DC Daily crew. So I'm debuting on DC Access today, now, or whenever you watch this. Go look at that.
That's amazing. I would say I'm actually excited to find you guys other places other than the pessimist bar, which you both seem to have been drinking the
I hope I come back here and I will eat all the crow.
Mm-hmm. I will say this. I have been Tehran. I am Tehran. I will be Tehran. I will always be Tehran. I am Tehran all across the board on every social media platform there is, and hosting and paneling on a slew of other AfterBuzz after shows, because all of your favorite TV programs, including this one, are my favorite TV programs too. Remember, till next time, hashtag save Swamp Thing.
Swave it.
Swave it. Save it. Swab it all the way down.
Swap it up.
We appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Bye.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.